יישום הרפידים כתינה כברך בבייס הסייפה. חזר טלוס that after Kabbalah Satoiro there's one more shlav that is called Vayisum Erefidim. I'm sorry, Vayisum Erasinah. I'm sorry, Vayisum Erasinah. Chadar dar shel Vayisum Erasinah ketino kabirech mibeis ha-seifa. Before she explained it as an extra word, it says that the word Erasinah had to be Vayisum. It's Vayisum Erasinah ketino kabirech mibeis ha-seifa. Chazal tell us that Klal Yisrael had to leave Har Sinai. There's no choice. They could not stay there. They had to leave. But even though they could not stay there, and they had to leave, as a Musar Ketimei Kabirech Mibeis HaSeif. And I was thinking, every time, after Matan Torah, the first part we speak about Torah, and then the Derek Law, the second part of the summer, we speak about different Yoni. And that is the show will start next week. There's a very stark chashivus. Klal Yisrael had to leave Har Sinai. Shuvu lo aleichem. Chazal said, Hashbaruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, you have to go back to life. You can't stay sometimes in this higher madrigas. But as a musig of Vayisum Har Sinai, ketino kabirech mebeis ha-sefer, and as a musig not ketino kabirech mebeis ha-sefer. We had a Kabbalah Satoiro, we had the miles that we got. And comes the summer. The summer is a harder time. People in the States really go out to bungalows. So people have like in their head, no, the family is really going up for Shabbos here, and they go up for Shabbos here. They feel it's a shtickle ben hazmanim already. I mentioned, and I wanted to speak about this nikud, I mentioned a little bit Shavuos night in Yeshiva, second day. In the Tosefta state, Shiva Ganovim. Seven Ganovim. Everyone knows the Tosefta because the last Tosefta is Hagoyin of Divrei Torah, Areize Misgadel, it's the Mokar Hilat Hashtut, it's still Torah. Famous, Sefer. And Hilat Hashtut, someone else's name and your name, it's all the other Yeshiva Bokar Hilat Hashtut, Sefer. And then it's Giboit Asach, Yeshivas, yeah? But the Sefer said, what is the first Gadel? Ze Hagoyin of Das Abriyas. Kmo Yishi Yisroel, Gonvu Daito Yishal Mokar. Shenema Nasir Nishma. Klal Yisrael said Nasir Nishma. God vudaito yishel mogre. The Sefer is mamshich v'chiteime lo yoda. Yoda. Shenema miiten v'hoyo levovom ze iti kol hayom. You see that the Sefer, it's a little bit kala, it's a mishapela. Shiva Ganovim, what is the Ganovim is? Das Abriyas. He said, "Mi'iten v'ayah levavam imizek al hayomim." First pshat. Mi'iten means alavai. Alavai klal Yisrael. We'll stay like this. Kivyochol, I know that will not be like that, Moshe, but I hope so. What do you mean, you know? We have to understand, when Hashem knows what will happen, that Hashem doesn't use in this world. It's not clear if Hashem knows. Hashem speaks to us keilu lefi what we see. So, what he says, miyitem v'hoyo levom. Hashem says, I know that it's not lemaisa. This Kabbalah, Nasa, the Mishnah, הלוואי, הלוואי that it will stay. And I will explain. Person is mekabel, what's the first in Yom Kippur? He's mekabel that this year, no lashonor, no rechilus, mamash. He's so stark about Yom Kippur, yeah? But he knows in Yom Kippur that in the middle of the summer is nishtagin. But he really means it. Not that he doesn't mean it. He means it's on this time it will be different. And he knows that it's not levaisa. Right? At least he knows that by his friends it's not levaisa. And he sees the shul emul is davening, he knows. Tomorrow the mismanish is not full. Maybe a sroigim, say it. This year starts to be earlier, shviz, say it. So what is the pshat? The klarisol said nasa v'nishma. And all the hesber that we said about nasa v'nishma means this is nefesh v'toyro, amolo shaltoyro, yigiyoso shaltoyro. It's not the baisa. Klarisol can't keep up to it. And Hashem goes and He gives them shtei ksov. Echod le'nasa v'echod le'nishma. What is going on? As in foolish year, the Sefer is coming to teach us a big cloud and Avodah Saboira. The cloud of Avodah Saboira is Sheva Yipur Tzadik Vekom. All of us Alamo learn Pshat. Sheva Yipur Tzadik Vekom means even that Sheva Yipur Tzadik Vekom, they say Sheva Yibol Tzadik Bekom means because Sheva Yibol Tzadik Bekom. The person Lama Zogun decides he wants to shteik. He was the Kabbal the Teira, he wants to shteik. He takes on himself now, he's going to learn every morning. I have a son. Bring Masmit. Wake up in the morning, it's been hard for him. Every night he tells me he made up an Aruch Avrusa from 6 o'clock in the morning, he's doing Sukkah. I wake him up 6:30. But he makes up an Aruch Avrusa at 6 o'clock. Then after a week he finishes, he tells me, okay, I learned Sukkah, but I'm starting out Beitze. I have a Avrusa from 6 o'clock in the morning, I made up with something. Then, you know what happens in the end of the day? He knows all these Masechtas. Was the trend. He's not stopping to mekabel because he decided to give up. I want to explain. I'm not trying to be a makel here, that people will be mekabel kabbalas not lemaise. I'm trying to be a makel that he's a machmer. This is the secret of Avodah Saboira. A balabos. Take yourself, you know, as Hashem all of you said, learn 5% will become balabatim, 3%. And you became Balabatim. And you decided to learn the Fayim. Not going now if it's the right thing or not. Everyone has to tell the answer. The guy, they started the door, we can go. And I'm behind Tiri Blat. The guy says, okay, I'm starting now. I started the door, I started Ksubis and fell apart. I started Eruv and I fell apart. Maybe, you know, be a new machzor, boom. Or get 200,000 this time. Yeah? Maybe then he will catch it. This person is scared to be mekabel because he knows that he can't handle it. These people get nowhere. That is, as he's going out to work, he's going to make money. What job? No, he will make money. He goes to one place, they say no. He interviews another place, they say no. And then he finds a job, and then he makes the money. This is the way in life. And Kabbalah and Avodas Hashem, this is the secret of Hatzlocha. The guy really gave up, I can't finish Kiddushin, it's not the guy anymore. Finish. Now he's waiting for the next Masechta. Winter Ksuvus. Nebuch. 6 weeks past the beginning of his month. It's not the Makabo. All Masechta, half of Masechta. Come. Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishba, Avada, they meant it. But Kiv Yochel Gov Vudasa El Yoino, They know that the lemaise befoil it can work, but they get shteik sorim, full of siyata dishmai. Full of siyata dishmai. I want to tell you, this time after Shavuos, for a regular bachur, is the best time. I'll tell you what, I'm sure at the beginning of this first stuff. But now is the time, it's no lachatz. Isha Yosha Bein of Yasins. The lachatz is over. A person takes on himself shtar kabbalas. His nasa the mishu. He's going to finish. He's going to learn. And the person has what he could be mekabel. It doesn't, nothing stops him. In the end, you will manage. But he has to start. I decided a couple of weeks ago, I want to learn Mishneh Berurah. That's very hard for me. It's been asdorim. I'm already holding on Siman Ches in the middle of Chetzitzis. I pass with you all the bumps. If you have to ask your dime, how to get dressed, but you know, it's very hard to handle in Mishneh Berurah. You know, it makes you to stop. Every time when you start, you stop. There's nothing to get. But I did it. I went to Siman Ches now. 2 years, I finished Mishneh Berurah. Well, I did. Every day I push myself. I have to go after Shir. I don't have time to answer. I don't have time to eat. Say it. But I didn't have to wait until I'll finish Chelek Vov to say, wow, it was worth it. Not really holding the Siman Ches, it's very Gishmak. It took me 3 or 4 weeks to feel Gishmak. Every person is like that. But he has to say a Nasir and Nishma. He doesn't know if he could handle in the end. He doesn't know if he could. So, Avada, the Avada before Shavuos is a different kind of Nasa Venishma. There is the real Kabbalah, Kabbalah's Ol Teira, with all Rabbi Akiva, with all everything what we spoke, with the Gadlus Ol Teira, with the Rimei Musa Ol Teira, with Gadlus over hours, with the Chazon Ish, with the Kedusha. This is the way to Mekabel the Teira. Now is the time to do practical. It's Monday today. What is Mekabel to do to the end of the week? Just to learn Chuba Koyim. What is going to do second Seder? What is going to do Ben Asdor? Take on. For a week. For the month. For this month. And to tell you, a lot of times, the change that a person passes is in these days. That the Biskarov would send his kids to do messages. To take this package to here, to take the package to give a letter to the other. That's the Biskarov. You take a bachur that is a batlan. He looked for favors. He said, could learn a favor to the bachur, yeah? And the second favor is bigger than the first favor. He said, my kids, I hope they'll be the Israel of Shebel. Bell, I hope you'll be one of the G'dayla Yisrael. I'm scared when you'll be Adam Godel, you will not be lektzach and learning. I'm sending him now to do messages. And when he comes home, I ask him what he taught in learning in the way. He trains himself to be lektzach and learning. So when he'll be Adam Godel, he will stay lektzach and learning. The person learns in the beginning till Shavuos is the fire, it's the shtarkeit, it's gvalak. His medesh is packed, everything is packed, everything is going chazak. Then comes the days after Shavuos. A little bit, manash kibat is over, a little bit lechter. A little bit more space. A little bit. person takes on himself Ritzifus, Kvius. Doesn't make a difference. He says, I want to finish the Masechta. I want to finish the Perek. Every week. He gets used to learning in the times that are not called the peak. In the regular times. You know what will happen? When it will be Ben Azmanim, you will learn. When it will be Emel, you will learn. When it will be Meroim, you will learn. It's a Shaila V'Helgel. It's a Shaila V'Helgel. If you force yourself to get used to, and the Zmanim that is not the Zmanim of Mitzuyonim, to be Kiveya, to be learning, you could switch yourself from a Poshna Bacher to a Choshna Bacher. And the Chochmah is, I'm saying, we have to Kabbalah Sotayu to take on. But, you know, we have to be practical. For example, I'm saying, now it's Monday. And I don't start stuck. What plan to learn until the end of the week? I'll learn the Yud, I'll Chaz and Shir, and I'll learn the three Amuds, the Daf. What will come out of me? Maybe I could chaser until my second Seder Chavrusa comes and he shows up now 5:30, yeah? In a good case. So I could chaser when we learn the whole Kiyas Nizman. You know what, this week I'm doing that. I'm starting 3 o'clock, I'm chasering. I'm big Kabbalas. So, wow, you feel good. What I'm doing next week? I'm chasering when I learn Shishi Shabbos. I'm chasering when I learn Masechta. Again, don't start. Oh, you know what? Now I start with kids. I finish kiddushin. That's it. So I finish kiddushin now. I'm starting to learn something else. This bracha nothing comes out of that. I'll fill up night saving. Okay, my chavrusa started to leave early. He leaves 11 o'clock instead of 12. Yeah. You know, I will do something about my life. For this week. I'm telling you, I have friends like you that today I did the Ilay Yisrael. And the switch happened now, not before Shavuos. Before Shavuos is the missiles, is the Otsumos Hashem, and you need that. Avukna says, Pshat, we're saying, we see this, we show you. She's barren. Ve'is'ames etzel ha'odom macho yus'em, one of the first line. Said the chassidus v'sheresh ha'avoyda ha'tmimo. So it's Yitzhivovka, you say the chassidus v'sheresh ha'avoyda ha'tmimo. She'isbar ve'is'ames etzel ha'odom macho yvosel ba'olom. It's a word, she'isbar ve'is'ames. What is isbar and what is is'ames? The Ravutna says like this, is'ames means enes. So this person is going in the middle of the forest, dark by night, there's nowhere to go, there's a light. He says, there is the palace. After a second, the light is over. Then there's like little stones, there's a path, that he could follow the path. No, but without the light, he doesn't know to where he has to head. But when the light was on, he said, oh, this path gets there. Then the light goes off. But he follows the path. He says, an avodas Hashem is a musig of is'ames and is a musig of is'bal. Is'ames was what we did till Shavuos. Boom. Teire, kedusha, you learn, Ruach HaKodesh, Malochim, 6 hours, 10 hours, all these achim. This is Teire. Emes. And we heard the Shavuos and we were very into it. Rabbi Kiva, oh, but the emes shuts. You can't live with that. The light disappears. But if you have yisbarer, that all the way, little rayas, he says, they're not rayas muchochos. They're not yisames. But the yisbarer, you get to the right place. The avoidah, and now it's the avoidah. We can't speak the whole time on this avoidah. We have to want to speak on midas, on tefillah, on Shabbos. So much things that we want to speak about. But if a person takes after the Isavas, the Isbar, and his Mashrish Ha'anogah, what else is that? לא רוצה לסייר, היום עם דף אחד, למוחו שתיים, כבגן, נימו אחת, שתי נימות, go around today, you see buildings. Who built the building? The Arabs put a brick, and another brick, but Beis Yishai is standing. You would think, how long it takes to build Beis Yishai? Years. 1 to 3. Imagine it was like a very big building, 2 buildings, they fell. Yeah? Now they're going to be building another one there. So it was only in the top already, yeah? You think it's impossible. Happens the same thing to a person. These are the years. I'm telling you, these are the years, and this is the tkufa. Now, after Shavuos, before it's really Sazman, you start to make yourself little shiabudi. And you get used to what I'm doing this week. Not I'm waiting for Shabbos already. Well, the terrible zach. From Sunday, they make a cheshbon. Tomorrow is Monday. That's almost Erev Shabbos. Atzus Hayetzer. What is the Atzus Hayetzer? What do they explain? The Atzus Hayetzer is to give you a feeling. It's not a real time that you can work on something. He gives you, okay, now it's Monday. Tomorrow it is really, really the second half of the week. This is what he makes you feel. So, oh, don't. Why? He doesn't want you to feel I have a lot of time in front of me. I can make it productive. I can make it ratzini. I can make something come out of it. He doesn't want you to do that. He doesn't want you to do that. But if you decide to do that, and you decide to be matzliach, you could change yourself. And Chazal say, Klal Yisrael got shtei ksor. Echod lenase ve'echod lenishma. Echod lenase ve'echod lenishma. You get shtei ksor? Yes. For what? For saying nase ve'nishma when you know you can't do it. I'm telling you, all of these bachim started and started and started. Again, I'm not trying to say now that there'll be a lot of little kabbalas that don't make sense, that the knowledge comes out of them. You have to say nasir nishma kivyochol ramez nasir. It means that it has to be that you're really serious about doing it. I will take yourself in your hands. Try to do it. I'm telling you. It's so easy. It's no lachatz. You have free time now. You think, and tonight I'm staying till 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, Mishnah Gezazach. This week I'm staying till 11 o'clock. It's not the hours, it's the self training to grow. You know, and the mir is a mile above a lot of yeshivas. Of Chesrinus also. But one of the miles is, what was the mile someone comes to learn about Yisrael being in the mirror over Chutzlaoitz? Here you're very independent. The mile, a lot of Chesrinus, the mile is. The person that manages to learn when he's independent, he becomes a Chacham. Life, you're independent. You decided to grow or not. No one else decides it for you. This time of the year, when it's really after the lachatz of Kabbalah Sotir, you could decide, I'm growing, I'm becoming independent, I'm becoming a Talmid Chochem, or not. It's my decision. No one could change it. If you take on, I'm telling you, and you train yourself, and this tkufa, you become self-person. Person could learn, they say over, I said it over once, and they had the soldiers in the Tsar, Russia, you know, they had these Yiddish kids, and the guys would wake up every morning, 5 o'clock, they would jump out of bed. It was served. And there were 40 ways they let him to go back home. The morning after, the guy slept in until 12 o'clock. So Muhammad said, every morning he jumped out of bed at 6 o'clock. How he why he didn't wake up? Tanya says he didn't work on himself to wake up 6 o'clock. He had to wake up. The person could be in yeshiva all of his years. The disciple says it. See, gewaltig in Bochum, mit Zuyonim, after the chasna, nothing comes out of them. What is the pshat? So he says, they never worked on themselves. They're in the matzah, they're about like Yishreinus, they heard a kashim, they heard a teretz in here, they mixed it around. But then everyone had extra time, and there was no questions, and just to learn the blad gemara, it's time to learn, they never did it. So came the time in life that they're sitting on the hill, and there's nothing happening, nothing is left of them. The guy that worked on himself, in the end comes out something. This is your job. This is your task. I'm telling you, if you're taking yourself to do it with the chayzak, with the koyach, and not to wait. Don't say tomorrow. Tonight what I'm doing. It could be a half an hour to add, or every day to add. Not to let the days to pass. Okay? It's like, Baruch Hashem, I'm coming. Tell you what the Yitzhak tells a person, look how much guys are missing. Look how many guys. I'm here. What, you here 9 o'clock? But everyone shows up 9:30. I'm here Friday. I'm here Shabbat. I'm here by night. This is the time to get used to, I'm growing. And when a person manages to put it inside himself, this is the key to that stuff. So the reason Chazal say, "Vayisumal sinai ketinei kaborech mebeis haSeifa." Where is the measure? What is tinei kaborech mebeis haSeifa? He learned because he was forced. But it's over. It's over. So why go to beis haSeifa? The Medrash says, "Kol zman shehu Yisrael ba'sinai lechotu, shehu beis sifrom lifneim." They start a school. Ketinei kaborech mebeis haSeifa. The tinuk is forced to learn. So when he's free, he runs out. He runs. But a guy that learns, not because, you know, people run away from Beis HaSeifa. No one runs away from college. Why? You go to college. No one forces you to come to the college. You want to study. It's over. When it's over, you want more. You want to be the best guy. You want to get a beat. You want to become special. This is the b'china. Again, the Torah comes like a beis haSeifa. It came with a chosek, with all the bias. But this great time is the time for a person. I'm telling you, look around, see the guys that take themselves to work on themselves. And again, every guy, it doesn't make a difference. You say, oh, this guy's doing so good, and I, let me show you. In your matzah, if you apply to do this, and you're adding a little bit, you're already in a good place. It doesn't have to be major. And, Be'ez Hashem, you'll be Zeicher, you'll come to Be'ez Hashem.